Hey guys, it's Danny. I know you guys haven't heard from me in a while, but I'm back. You guys just came back from our sponsorships. There will be ads during this segment, so feel free to skip through them. Today we're going to be talking about, oh my gosh, this is so weird. This is like the, you know, I don't know. Okay, today we're going to talk about crushes. So this is like a whole, there's probably going to be multiple parts to this, but this is part one, and then I will be doing drama. Asher Angel simping over Charlie. Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to give you guys that. It's very disgusting. But let's just get right into the segment. Okay, guys. It's your girl, Danny. Guys, I hope you guys are having the best day, best evening, best morning, best time, whatever time you guys are listening to this. It is 10:36 p.m. September 3rd, 2020. I know it's late filming this, but I had to film like a segment about this situation, but it's not like the crush situation. I'm talking about like the Asher Angel situation. It disgusts me. I wanted to add like the crushes thing to it just because this would be a really like short segment. It'd be like 2 minutes, and no, I have a lot to say on that matter. So in this case, we're gonna talk about like crushes. Okay, so crushes. Let me see. Crushes are just people you like, and you're not able to tell them. And I'm gonna tell you this, honey. You have to tell them. Go ahead and tell them. The worst that could happen is that they reject you and you just don't take it as personally as you do take other matters. I know it's gonna sound really harsh, but it's true. Like, you can't like take it seriously, girl or boy. Like, you just have to deal with it. Like, you have better things ahead of you in life, so just get ready for that instead of like simping over someone that does not simp over you. So gotta tell you that. People have weird crushes. I was watching like this My Story animated thing, and she had a crush on her bully, and her bully told everyone that the only person who's supposed to be bullying her is him. And was that like a act of kindness? I really don't understand. Like, it's rude, but it does save you from like other people, but it doesn't make a difference. Yeah, like, people can be cruel, so just like know that like people are here with you. We can get through this. And yeah, that's what poppin'. Okay, I'm so tired. Yeah, like, just let me know. Like, just send me a message down below. I'll link it in the description down below, where you guys can follow all my socials, send me emails, and send me messages. I'll link that down below. I tried it out and it works perfectly fine. You just have to create an Anchor account really quickly, and then you are all ready to go. And then like put a fake name under it, and then I'll enter in my segment. If you want to tell me in the message. If you don't want to, tell me in the message, because I will most likely add it to the segment. If you do not want me to, just let me know. And yeah, that's what I just want to know. Like, who are your crushes? Let me know who your celebrity crush is too. Should I expose myself? Yeah, I'm gonna expose myself. So there's this guy named Dylan Kingswell, and he played Quigley and Duncan Quagmire in the series of Unfortunate Events on Netflix. And I was watching it, and then I kept on like stalking every single like page he was on and like his Instagram lives, and I'm like, what am I doing? Oh my gosh. And then I kept on watching like scenes from other shows that he was in, like, oh my gosh. And that this wasn't too long ago, this was like 2 months ago. I just stopped watching the videos, and I don't know what happened. Like, he starred in a film, Babysitter's Club, on Netflix as well, and he actually makes a lot of money just because a bunch of his shows are on Netflix. The 100, a series of Unfortunate Events, the Babysitter's Club, that's like a lot. That's a major deal. He was starring in Babysitter's Club, and I was so excited, and I'm like, what a coincidence. Like, when I saw him, I'm like, oh my gosh. And they filmed it in Canada, and he's from Canada, so I'm like, I am so weird. Okay, yeah, that's that. I'm so tired. Deep breaths. Okay, calm down. I'm trying not to sleep. So if I sleep at this time, I won't be able to sleep again. And I do not want to do that. So, yeah. I just exposed my celebrity crush. It was nasty. But, yeah. We're only like... he's 16. That'd be pretty much illegal if we even dated. Do you know? Okay, we're gonna like get all that into the other matter, but like, yeah, just let me know who your crushes are. I won't tell anyone, okay? Okay. I'll see you guys later. Actually, no, not later. I'm so tired. Why am I doing this? Okay. Let's get into the other part of the segment. Okay, the nasty part of this segment. So, I was watching Astral Angel. Okay, so here, the reason why I came up with this idea of crushes being my segment, just because, here, from the way beginning, I was in love with Disney Channel. It was my favorite TV channel in the whole entire world. Still is. Nickelodeon is my second best, just because I lived on Disney Channel. It was like a drug to me. So I could like sleep during Disney Channel movies. I love them. I live through them. It's just like, it's my life. Like, I know like Disney Channel movies. Like, yes. Okay, calm down. So I love Disney Channel. What was I saying? Okay, so then in 2016, maybe? Let me do this. I'm not really sure when the show came out. Wait, let me see if the borders are open. Okay, whatever. Oh my gosh. Sorry, Andy. ever ending shaker high. I don't wanna wait no more, stop wasting. Why is this so weird? Okay. I don't know. 2017. Okay. That's when it first came out. What was the intro? Oh my gosh, the intro was so adorable. Oh my gosh. I stopped watching it after... When? Ooh, Breaking Legs. That's like so weird. Okay. I'm gonna watch that after this. Volume 5? I don't know. Yeah, I stopped watching after volume 4 and 5. So I just like, I ended there because that's when I got my laptop and my phone. So I don't watch like Disney Channel movies anymore. So yeah. Okay, here's the thing. So Animac came out in 2017 and I was in love with the show. So... When the first episode aired, I was automatically in love with the show, and there was this guy called, I don't know, what's, what was it? What the? I hate when this happens to me. I forgot what his name was. I know you like this. Stuff don't go your way. You needed me to fix it. Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm so bad at, like, just having a podcast. And like me, I did. I'm watching a freaking video. No. His name was Jonah Beck. Okay, I'm gonna tell you guys, like, a little, like, funny, like, kind of story, kind of. I don't know. So, I had a huge crush on him, Jonah Beck. And Asher became really known in the industry just because of his part in Andy Mack. And it was a hit show. And it was really cringy. The only person I liked in the show was Sophia Riley. I do not know what happened to Andy. Name's really weird. I just realized that, Andy. Yeah, I only liked Sophia Riley. And, yeah, the mother was cute, too. Oh, yeah, and then the dad got in jail. Ooh, and Amber. The only existing people I still know is Amber and, Sophia. That's it. Those are the... Ooh, and Walker. Yeah. Yeah, he's on Brat. Yeah, I know her from, oh, she's from soccer or something. Damn, what a growth spurt. Oh, Peyton Elizabeth Lee. Okay, enough of this. We all had a huge crush on him. And he posted this TikTok video. And it was Charlie dancing, and he duetted it. And he was, like, reacting to it, I guess. And then, it makes me uncomfortable. Deep breath. Okay. Makes me really uncomfortable. You see those side eyes? I'll link the video down below, but like he was giving like Charlie those side eyes, like like, oh, like when Charlie was doing like the, I don't know, she was doing like something, and I'm like, what the frick are you doing? And I went down in the comments and people were like bursting out at him, like, you're disgusting, you make me uncomfortable, you look like, oh my gosh. And I went off on him because when I saw the video, I was uncomfortable myself. I was just like thinking, what is this video? And I couldn't even stare him in the eye, like, no, do not. And then everyone in his comment section was like, whoever thinks that he had a glow down, he's the first man in history to ever have a glow down. Do you know what a glow down is? It's when you have a glow up and then you glow down, like all the way to the bottom. I don't know what it was. I don't know. He had a glow down just because he broke up with Annie. And we love Annie. I love Annie. I watched Brit Haley ever since I moved to America when I was like 6 or something. I don't know. And Brit Haley was what kept me company. It helped me actually with my English when I had like a African accent. I wanna baked potato. Yeah, that was really fun. But they sadly ended, but we all know they're gonna come back if they lose money. Because all the boys and their family are dead. Well, like their dad's gone, divorced. Gone, bye bye. And then their brother is dead, sadly. Rest in peace, Caleb. Then yeah, he had a major glow down. The video went viral, 1 million likes at the moment. Disgusting. I don't know what he was doing, honey. Like, I just don't know what he was doing. Like, gosh, everyone was spamming his comments telling him what the frick that was. They're like, you're not even gonna get her. It was not. And I commented, you and Charlie are never gonna happen. At least I won't let it happen, because no, that is not, no, disgusting. Well, that was the end of this segment. I hope you guys really enjoyed this. If you guys want a more in-depth part 2 to this segment, please let me know, because I would be more than happy to do so. Peace out. Oh, and also, disclaimer, I got my phone back, so now I can do segments for you guys again, and socials, and stuff like that. Bye!